Louisiana voters go to the polls this weekend to finally elect a governor. This is a runoff between the incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards and Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi. The race is tight, and President Trump is watching closely. He was actually in the state on Thursday, urging Louisiana voters to elect the Republican candidate. Trump also linked the ongoing impeachment inquiry to the state's election. For more, we're joined by Paul Braun, state politics reporter for member station WRKF in Baton Rouge. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So John Bel Edwards, he's been governor since 2016, and he's trying to hang on to his seat. Here he is speaking in the gubernatorial debate.
And I get along well with presidents of both parties. I've done that with President Obama and with President Trump. 9 times I've met with the president to discuss things like infrastructure, opioid epidemic, and criminal justice reform.
He's considered a prime GOP target, and he's also pretty moderate, right?
That's right. He has to be in a state like Louisiana, not just in election years, but in office as well. So to get anything done, he's got to do it with bipartisan support. A quick couple of examples. He passed major criminal justice reform in his first term, and he raised taxes with a budget shortfall, which he gets hit pretty hard for on the campaign trail. But he's quick to remind voters that 2/3 of the Republican-controlled legislature voted for that. He's staunchly pro-gun, and back in May, he signed into law one of the strictest abortion restrictions in the country that would prohibit abortions as early as 6 weeks.
There's a lot of money pouring in from Republicans as well, though. The Republican National Committee has spent about $2 million and deployed 60 paid staffers to try to unseat Edwards. Tell us more about the guy they're pulling for and putting all of their money behind.
His name's Eddie Rasponi. He's never held political office, but it's also important to note that Rasponi has loaned his campaign $12 million of his own money and has been really sort of bootstrapping his campaign with his own finances since the beginning.
Yeah, and Rasponi has been making this race all about Trump. Here are his first words from the debate.
I think the thing that I see is that I'm a supporter of Trump, and what Trump has done for our country has been phenomenal. You know, we have a Democratic Party that's going after impeachment, which is sidetracking everything that we're trying to do on a national level.
We know Trump was there for a second time yesterday for a rally. What has been his impact on this race so far?
I think it'd be fair to say that from Rasponi's perspective, Trump is the race. His first introduction to voters was in a campaign ad where he sat on the tailgate of his truck pointing to a Trump bumper sticker. He has been kind of quiet on specific policies that he'd enact as governor. So he's pretty much entirely linked his campaign to President Trump and his popularity in the state.
You know, it's a lot of people say it's not fair, really, to say that the governor's races are bellwethers of the president's support because they really are so specific to each state. Edwards has been a Democratic governor in a very red state, as you said. But is this different, though, because the president has put so much energy into this campaign, do you think?
It's hard to say. Louisiana has been trending Republican for a while now. Governor Edwards is the only Democratic governor in the Deep South. But his 2015 election was based very largely on politics and the characters who were running. Now, with a lot of experience under his belt, Edwards is campaigning for a second term. And I think this would be a pretty good indicator of, you know, how far partisan politics have seeped into Louisiana local politics if Edwards were to lose his bid for reelection.
Yeah, here's Trump on one of his visits to the state last week in Monroe.
And soon the people of Louisiana will head to the polls. You know, I'm really here for a little different reason. It's called early voting. You believe it? That's how much I like Eddie.
Tell us a little bit about early voting. What have we seen so far from turnout there?
Early voting has been a big focus for the Edwards campaign in particular, since they had relatively poor showing in the primary. In early voting this go-around, 31% of early voters in early voting of the runoff were African-American. That's an increase from 25% total from the first round of voting in October. That is a huge demographic for Edwards. Mm-hmm. And if he can do well there, his chances of winning re-election are quite good. But turnout is key.
Going back to the start of our conversation, given Edwards' record as a moderate, And the fact that Louisiana state legislature is dominated by Republicans, I'm just wondering if a change in leadership would make a real difference in the lives of Louisiana residents. Or is this race just important because it's become a national ideological battleground?
It's an interesting question. I think people are quick to look to states where Republican supermajorities existed in the legislature and in the governor's office. Even if Edwards wins, the Republicans may gain, cross the threshold into having a supermajority in the legislature, which would be a first for Louisiana. And that could really take some of the teeth out of the governor's role, which has traditionally been a pretty strong role in Louisiana politics.
That's Paul Braun, WRKF state politics reporter. Thank you again.
Thanks so much.